First Chronicles chapter 21. First Chronicles 21 verse 11. And I would just ask that in our quiet time we can read the chapter and get a better idea as to what it is all about. First Chronicles 21 verse 11. So Gad came to David and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Choose thee, either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtake thee, or else 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. Let me not fall into the hand of man. So often the Lord has to come in to our personal circumstances in the form of discipline. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. So whenever there might be adverse circumstances in my life, the Lord will use it. He would use good circumstances as well to chasten me, to bring me closer to himself, that the peaceable fruit of righteousness might be formed in me. I cannot question the wisdom of God in the way he chooses to chasten me, to make me more like his son. I cannot question that. And a lot of times, we as believers, we do make mistakes. There are things we can look back on and says, why in the world did I do that? Silly me. And all the other words we use to describe ourselves when we realize we made a mistake. And here it is with David. He made a mistake. And a lot of times the mistakes are made because we have taken our eyes off the Lord Jesus and we are so impressed by what we have done, what we have accomplished, what we are doing, we get taken up with these things. And David decided, well, you know what? Look at what I have done. He decided to number the people. But the scripture gives direction as to what you should do if you're going to number the people, which David did not do. We're not going to touch on that. But as David sent out his captain to number the people, the scripture says the anger of the Lord was kindled against David. Now, a lot of times what we fail to realize as well is that the enemy is behind a lot of the foolish things that we do. Sometimes it's not just me, but the enemy of my soul is seeking an occasion to use me to dishonor my Lord. And the scripture says at the beginning of the chapter, it was Satan that provoked David to number the people. So it might seem as though it is something, you know, just natural, but the enemy was behind it. Just as the Lord said to Peter, Satan desired to sift you as wheat. So behind Peter denying the Lord, it was the work of the enemy of his soul trying to shake his faith, sift him as wheat. And here it is, David numbered the people, had the people numbered, and the hand of the Lord is upon him in discipline. But we want to see David's response. Because God sends his prophet to speak to David, and he says, David, choose. And there are times the Lord may ask us, choose. Choose. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to allow? You know, it's like saying to our children, okay, you have a choice. They have to be disciplined, and you say to them, so what do you think the discipline should be? Don't we always take the easy way out? Didn't you do that as children with your... We take the easy way out. That which is comfortable for us, you know, that which doesn't cause the pain and the suffering, we would take the easy way out. And this is where David was. He had to choose between the three options that the prophet made known to him. And the first was in verse 12. Either 3 years of famine. That's the first one. David, the Lord is coming in to discipline you, and you have a choice. 3 years of famine. Well, on yesterday at 115th Street, we were talking about there's a famine in the land. And those who were in need could go to Joseph, and they would be able to get their needs met. You go to Joseph, Joseph would provide the food that is needed. But in this discipline, it's unique. 3 years of famine. You see, the famine would only affect the poor in a certain sense. If you have the resources, then you just use your resources to get whatever you can during a famine. So the rich people would not be necessarily be affected by the famine, because they had the resources to help them through the famine. David himself, he's the king. He would have all that is necessary in his home so that when the famine comes, he is not affected by it. But David says, no, I don't want that. I don't want the Lord to come in discipline and it's not going to affect me. It will only affect the poor of the land. I am the one who did the wrong. I am the one who acted foolishly. And so when the prophet mentioned to David, okay, 3 years of famine, David made the calculation in his mind, if I go with the 3 years of famine, only the poor people are really going to suffer, and not me. And then he says, okay, 3 months to be destroyed before thy foes, while that the sword of thine enemies overtake thee. So David says, no, 3 years of famine, no. So what about 3 months fighting against the enemies? Who do you think are going to be affected? Well, David had a mighty army. And when there's war, who do all the fighting? The army does. The rest of the people can just stay home, chill out, relax, while the soldiers do all the fighting. And David is not going to be affected by this 3 months of the enemy coming in to fight against him. He says, no, I don't want that. I am the one who did the wrong. And if there's going to be any discipline to come in, I want to be affected by it. You know, beloved saints, when you think about it, are you willing to be able to pray that the Lord will work in such a way that your prayer affects your life as well? Remember when Elijah prayed Lord, no rain. Do you believe that Elijah was affected by his prayer as well? Absolutely. You see, oftentimes when we pray, we do not want to feel the pain that my prayer will bring into my life. Lord, I'm praying this way, no rain, so that those people in New York will be affected. But not so with Elijah. Elijah would identify himself with the people and says, Lord, even though I am going to be affected when there's no rain, don't just shut the windows of heaven. It was not just seeing the people. It's how am I going to be affected by it as well? And am I willing to be affected by it? That's how Elijah prayed. And David realized that, look, if I am going to be disciplined and to feel the hand of the Lord on my life, I cannot choose anything whereby I am not affected by it. And then the third one was, 3 days the sword of the Lord, even the pestilent in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the coast of Israel. Now therefore advise thyself what word I shall bring again to him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are his mercies. That's what the prophet Jeremiah described to us in the book of Lamentations. His mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. David said, I realize what I have done, but just let me fall into the hands of my Lord. And beloved saints, there are times we have to realize that our brethren are not what they are supposed to be. You know, there's a brother who often say to me, he says, Joe, in the U.S. military, and you would observe it, he says the military never leave any of its wounded on the battlefield. They always, as much as they can, go back to try to rescue them, even though it might mean others getting wounded, others getting killed. They risk their lives to go after the wounded. He says, Joe, the brethren are not like that. And it's something that we have to learn to cultivate in our Christian experience. That the wounded, the hurt, brethren, you know, it's one of the things that hurts my heart in traveling, to see the wounded saints. Imagine that we as a fellowship, assemblies have to put in the bulletin, we need to be visited. We need visitors. And there are hurting assemblies, there are small assemblies, 2 and 3, and just families at times. Brethren, we need to say to ourselves as before the Lord, we need to go out and just care for those who have been wounded by the battles of this life. And David says, I know that the Lord is a merciful God, and I do not want to fall into the hands of men. And we at times as brethren, we have to ask the Lord to help us to be like the Lord Jesus. So often the scripture describe him as the one who was moved with compassion. And we need to develop that compassionate heart towards each other, towards those who are hurting, towards those who need care. David says, look, I'll take the 3 days He says, well, that's kind of short for what you did, 3 days. Why not the 3 years? You deserve it. Why not the 3 months? You deserve it. Why the 3 days? David could look and say, look, the 3 years will not affect me. The 3 days will not affect, the 3 months will not affect me. But the 3 days are going to touch my life as well. And if the hand of the Lord is going to come in discipline in any way, I want to be affected by it as well. That's the choice that David made. He says, the 3 years, it may not be a famine. The rich may not be affected. The 3 months of fighting battle, the soldiers are going to take care of that. But the 3 days, we are all going to be equally affected by the hands of the Lord. Beloved saints, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. Nothing wrong he did. Holy, spotless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Which of you convinced me of sin? No one. I find no fault in him. Have nothing to do with this just man. Truly, this was the Son of God. The testimony concerning the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Impeccable, as we would say. But for us, he says, I want to be identified with them. I want to feel the wrath of God against sin for them. And so he went to the cross of Calvary and gave his life a ransom for many. Beloved saints, may the Lord give us the compassion that we need in days like these in which we're living in, to say what affects one affects all. One of the verses I ask the Lord to help me to be in the good of is that the members of the body should have the same care one for the other. The same care one for the other. And so David says to Gad, go and tell the Lord. I want the discipline that he would pour out on me, because that discipline would not only affect the people, but I want to be affected by it as well. May we be willing to be identified with God's people in every situation, as we wait the return of the Lord Jesus, for his name's sake. Amen.